the schuss to be together. Very special night tonight. Very special night tonight. So to be with such special chevra and to first of all, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to prepare for Shabbos together. Achana. It's tapping the Kedusha Shabbos. You have to prepare for Shabbos. But tonight, as we know, is also Pesach Sheni. Taka Ad Matz, I meant to put out. I forgot. So chevra wants afterwards if you want to wash. And have some, oh, beautiful, we have the beautiful Yaakov, come. You can go if you want, you're there you go. Pesach Sheni, and we'll talk about Pesach Sheni, we'll get to Pesach Sheni. A very special time, somewhat nister, b'zman hazeh, being there on a practical level, etzad of no tachlin, there's not much else that Pesach Sheni is, but there's so much else that Pesach Sheni is. And it's our last Thursday night before the Heilige Yontif of Lag BaOmer, Ha'Baleinu L'Toyva. So we have to do Achana for the Heilige Yontif, the Yontif of Rav Shimon, the Yontif of Rav Akiva, the Yontif of Taurus Nister. It's a lot to get to tonight, Amir Tashem. Very special night to be together. The Yortzid of Meir Baal Nes, Chusel Yogan Aleinu, as well tonight. So before we begin all the Torah, all the Chizuk, all the Torahs, first of all being sponsored by Mahilga Talmud and Ishis Chayil, the more like Mishpacha, the Mordechai and Adasa Bennett, who I'm sure they know how I feel and who they are to us. And they wanted to sponsor tonight Rifu Shalema for Mahilga Revitin, Shindel Rifka Basileo, and she should be in all of our tefillas. As of now, the surgery that she has to have is scheduled for 2 weeks from today. So, Mert Hashem, we'll dive in and we're going to have big Bissers Tovos and Rifuos and Yeshuos and all the Torah and the Chizuk will be a big schus. It should be a big schus for Mordechai and Adas and their beautiful family as well. For only Simcha and Bracha. Looking forward next Shabbos, spending with them the Shabbos of Chizuk in Baltimore. If anyone ever wants to join, we'll let you know about that. It'll be very special. And we'll have Thursday night here. I'm not going until Friday. And Lamaisa, also tonight, all the Torah, all the Chizuk, all the Zohar are being sponsored. But another Talmud in Eishes Chayil, who's like family, Rav Ari and Rechi Mirzov. I'm sure they know the mamish like my mishpacha in every way. And first of all, it's Ilei Nishmas, Rechi's grandmother, whose yahrzeit was this past week, I think Yudier, if I'm not mistaken. Shendel Bas Rav Yosef. And Bez Hashem, all the Torah, the Chizuk Osir, should be a big schus for her neshama. She should be Melitz Yosef for the beautiful family, to the Tanting with Mashiach, B'mher B'meinu. And they also wanted that the Torah should be Schus HaRafuah for Shendel Rifka Bas Leah from Eishes Chayil. Bez Hashem. All the Torahs of Schus for her. That we have Torah in this bias, as we said last week. Shaliv Shalcha Shalahi. I want to thank Rav Ari and Rechi and Rav Mordechai and Adas of Schus that they're wanted to sponsor Lefu Shalem of Eishes Chayil. And all the Torah, of course, is also being sponsored Lili Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael, and Zaki should be a big schus for his neshama always, all the Torah, all the chizuk, all the source of the whole year. I'm sure we should just call it Chaburas Eliezer Ben Yisrael for the year, you know, in every way. And can imagine what the Torah and the chizuk is for him, and he should be a big male Yosher for you and your beautiful family. So we're dancing together with him, together with Meir Banas, together with Mshimon, Mashiach Zakenu, B'mehir Rabbi Meir. I don't know how many of chevra like saw what I wrote in the text earlier today. Sometimes there's some hidden messages, and I don't know if you read it or you just like, you know, I don't know what people do with chats and just open it up and move on. You assume this shir tonight. You know, once you see tonight is shir, okay, move on. You don't got to read the rest. You know, anyone ever chap why I put four fires? Anyone ever chap? The chap that almost ever for a while already putting four fire emojis. I'm not a big emoji guy, if you know me, but so I don't even know. I think outside of that, I don't think I've done any other emojis in my life, pretty much. But Lemaisa, I don't. One week it happened by accident. I didn't know that emojis come up if you write a word and then you see the emoji, or some of them, I guess. I don't know. Basically, some of the chavers look at me like they don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, but Lemaisa, one week I saw fire. I'm like, hello, kederiation, O Hashem. Hello, kederiation. That Torah is compared to fire. The fire, the transformative Torah fire. We've spoken about that before. The passion of Torah. So I figured there should be four Torahs, four fires. Because the Torah, as we say over here all the time, is to makusher us to the Rabbeinu Shel. And Shem Havayah is four oisios. So if anyone was ever wondering, I don't know. Nobody ever asked me yet, but I don't know if you've even noticed or anyone reads the text, but Lamaisa. So that's what I was getting to. Oh, yeah, I forgot what it's Shreyach. So I mentioned that in today's text, I mentioned that if Chever could, it would be a good idea, I think, to go to the mikvah. Now, I didn't, by the way, don't be choshed that I thought because the Chever that's going to come tonight is lacking Shmir Sinayim and needed mikvah or something. That wasn't what was meant by that text. I just want everyone to be clear. There's a mikvah that's Matar from Tumah, and there's a mikvah of Tosefes Kedusha. The Baal Shem talks that in a different menhagim, how many times you're supposed to dip in the mikvah, but at least, I mean, halacha for, let's say, a woman, it would be one time, you're obviously tahar. But the Baal Shem says that at least you should try two, and one of them is the Zur Meirah, remove any Tumah, and the second is Tosefes Kedusha. There's a Tosefes Kedusha. Even if you're not Tomei Bechlal, there's a Tosefes Kedusha of a mikvah. So that was the mikvah I was talking about, first of all. And the reason being that I felt that the Torah that we're sharing tonight is so kaddish, so deep. We're talking about Lag Ba'Omer and Torah Reb Shimon. I don't know how you could learn this Torah without a mikvah, but mikvah Yisrael Hashem also. So just being together, deep chaverim is mikvah. So this Torah is actually within a story a little bit. The Iker Torah that I saw. The Tzitzar Shalom of Bells was one time on Lag Ba'Omer, together with the Helga Devi Chaim, the sons of Rav, and Rav Sholom Halevi Kaminka. Rav Sholom Halevi was a big tzaddik. He was a very close friend of the Devi Chaim. Sometimes when you hear stories of the Devi Chaim, you hear about Rav Sholom Halevi as well. He was a Talmud of the Rapshitzer, Talmud of Rav Sholom Kluger, big tzaddik. And they're sitting by the Shar Sholom of Bells, Lag Ba'Omer, and he shares the following Torah. It took him about 45 minutes to say the following Torah. He says, the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Tesim Abayz. And the Gemara says, Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Meaning what? We have a mitzvah, you're supposed to perform a mitzvah. But when you perform a mitzvah, Zekei Livaveu, we're supposed to try to do a mitzvah in a hiddur fashion, in a beautiful fashion. We know this most famously by Sukkot, Pri Yitzhadr, by Chanukah, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, but by all mitzvahs, it's the union of hiddur mitzvah, of beautifying the mitzvah. If it's something precious to us, it's something special to us, something that we're doing with passion, you want to do it in the most beautiful way possible, in the nicest way possible. Hiddur mitzvah shlish means, okay, so a mitzvah that costs money, an esrog, galulav, costs money, Menorah costs money. Many mitzvahs cost money. So how much money are you supposed to spend on hiddur mitzvah? Ad shlish, a third of whatever the initial normal payment for that mitzvah is. A third more for the hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah. Ad shlish. So we know we mentioned last week and we mentioned often at this table, the famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah, in Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, that the Eibishter keeps his Torah. The Eibishter keeps the Torah. Some of the Chevra might remember, we spoke about this in Camp Hass this past summer by blowing shofar and how we see the Eibishter blow shofar. We spoke about last week more in general. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his Torah. We read the Torah. We read the Gemara last week. Last week I had it out. In Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hei Amud Beis. So where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds and keeps hiddur mitzvah atzlish? Where do we see that? It's halacha, it's in the Gemara, hiddur mitzvah atzlish. So that means the Eibishter also has to show us at some point where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiddur mitzvah atzlish. Where do we see this? Listen to this. This is our Shalom of Bells. So we know the famous Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We all know the Gemara. Laman of Beis, even just saying Kedushin Laman of Beis, you should know what I'm referring to. He's talking over here all about the Yetzihara. Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi Yetzihara Tavlin, we all know, right? That's the most famous line, I think. But then the Gemara continues. It says as follows. Vamar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Yitzro shal Adam is gaber la b'chol yom. Umavakesh hamiso. Ayetzahara. Every single day is mechadish alav. Every day the Torah has new tactics. Every day the Torah is trying to bring us down. We think we defeated Shmir Sinayim by putting filters and being strong, but then that's other ways to convince us to fall in laziness and lack of males. But Torah, whatever the Yitara tries to do to us at all different types of tactics, Mavaki Shemisa wants to literally destroy us. And I'm just skipping pretty quotes from Pashin Emar, it's so for Rashi Lotzadik, Mavaki Shemisa, Ve'el Male HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Ein Yochalo. Gemara says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't happen, we wouldn't be able to defeat the Yitara. Yitara every day. Now we're supposed to try, Rashi Yitara Baruch Yitara Tavlin is right before that. Meaning, we're supposed to put in our Hishtadlis, but ultimately, Il Male HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Yef Shalom. If it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us defeat the Yitzhara, it would be impossible. So keep that in mind. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this role in helping us defeat the Yitzhara. It's part of his avodah and his connection to us. That's what the Gemara tells us. If you ever listen to this, mamish incredible. From the Halakas Har Shalom bells to understand the Yontif of Lag Vayomer. Because again, there's different ways to explain, but Lag Vayomer is this massive Yontif. Incredible yontif. We feel it. You feel it. You feel the yontif. It's a yontif of Argoshes Alev, a yontif of Pnimis. And Vad is a lot yontif of Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon on that day, when he was leaving this world, he told his Talmidim to write over the Zohar. And only because of that do we have Pnimis HaTorah. Only because of that do we have the Zohar. Emes is only because of that do we have Torah. You know, one of the Talmidim of Reb Shimon was Reb Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi only knew that he was could write the Mishnah because he saw his Rebbe say on the day of his Petira on Lag BaOmer to write down Pnimis HaTorah, because until then, Torah Shebaal Peh, which Pnimis HaTorah was part of, which Vada and then Mishnah was part of, wasn't supposed to be written down. But he saw Eis Lassos LaShem, where Hafiz Arsecha, how did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi know that? Because he saw it from his Rebbe on Lag BaOmer already. That's where he learned this. So it's only because of Lag BaOmer that we have Pnimis HaTorah. Only because of Lag BaOmer do we have Mishnah, do we have everything. All Torah Shebaal Peh is only because of Lag BaOmer. It's only because of this day. It's a gvaldik yontif. It's a yontif of the mamish continuity of Torah. That was Rabbi Kiva as well. Everyone asks, Rabbi Kiva, so his Talmidim stop dying. Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 Talmidim stop dying. I mean, so we should celebrate that? They stopped dying because they were all dead. So I can understand, stop having avelus. What's the big yontif? The big yontif, on that same day, the Gemara tells us, he took five new Talmidim. I'm going to continue to teach Torah. I'm going to give over Torah. I mean, only because of Lag BaOmer do we have Torah today. That's Rav Shimon telling to write the Zohar, which taught Rabbi Yehuda Anasi to write the Mishnah. That's Rabbi Kiva taking five new Talmidim. So it's a tremendous yontif. It's a yontif of Torah, of the Eish of Torah, the fire of Torah. Comes along, the Halakas Har Shalom bells, it's Mechadish, a new Indian of Lag BaOmer, it's so Kodesh Kedoshim. We just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has to help us defeat the Yetzirah. Without him, we'd have nothing. We said HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep his Torah, and we want to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Hidur Mitzvah Shlev. We're in the middle of the days of Sfiras Omer. And the days of Sfiras Omer on the calendar year are days that are set aside more than any other days of the year. Kedei l'tareinu miklipaseinu mitumaseinu. To defeat our Yitzhara. We all know, and that was from the beginning of time when Klal Yisrael was on the 49th level of Tumah, the Yitzhara grabbed hold of them as a nation more than any other time in all of history. Halalu of Devazar, halalu of Dezar. They were on the lowest of low. They were serving idols. And that was just, they were doing it all. They were in the Zima of Mitzrayim, the lowest level. So these are days to defeat the Yetzara. As we said over a few weeks ago, Sfartam Lachem. Lachem Rashi Tevos Kidei Litareinu Mikliposeinu. That's what these days are. So that's what we're supposed to be doing, working us out. I hope we are. We're sitting here together. I assume most of the Chevra already davened and counted Sfira, the 29th day of Svira tonight, already 29 days in, and forget about, are you still counting with a bracha like a little child? Have we grown 29 days? Am I different today than 29 days ago? Have I defeated the Yetzer? Kedei l'tareinu m'klipot zera, I've been mitar myself. Comes the Eibishter, hider mitvat shlish, and his avodah, a mitzvah of the Eibishter to help us defeat the Yetzer. Lag ba'omer is 2/3 of the way through the 49 days of Sfiras Omer. If you break up the 49 days into three parts, Lag Boimer is 2/3 of the way in. Lag Boimer is 2/3 of the way in. From Lag Boimer to the end is one more third. On Lag Boimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sar Shalom Bell says, is Mekayim Hidr Mitvah Shlish, and says to us, we did already 2/3 of our work of Kedei L'Tareinu M'Klipaseinu, I'll do the rest, you're there already. You're already Zman of Tahara. You're already there, I'm going to be Mitah, Abol Atar Mesayin Oso, I'm Mesayin Oso from there on. Lag Boimer, you're good. You're good to go already. That's the third of Hidr Mitzvah Shlish that he's Mekayim through Lag Boimer. And that's the Yontif. That's the, what bigger Yontif than that? That I know I'm already reached such a level of Tahara. I thought I had to go and work on myself another. No, Hashem said, you did 2/3, I'll take the third. I'm going to be Mahadrid, I'm going to do a third. You should know the Kedushas Levi already says, and maybe he doesn't say it in these words and doesn't have this whole remez of the Hilgus Arshalom bells. But in Parshas Vayetze on Yikra Leyakov Galed, which everyone knows is Gal, is Lag Boimer. So he says, they're very beautiful. He says it, Beferish. Babachina hazois shel yisiyas Mitzrayim. The Bechina of yisiyas Mitzrayim, of that state of tum, of the lowliness of leaving Mitzrayim, mi'ira, that level was shining, ad Lag Boimer. Umi Lag Boimer, already starting Lag Boimer, maskel ha'ora shel ma'amid har Sinai shekabalas Torah. You already have the light of ma'amid har Sinai. You're already there. You're already at Zman of Kabbalas HaTorah. You're already there on some level. And on the, if you look in the bottom notes, on the bottom, he has a Lashon Mamish of the Kedushas Levi again, Lag Boimer, who Gemara Sfira, and he quotes from the Mara Shemesh, a very similar idea. For many tzaddikim. And that's why it is. We know famously the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, the Gematria could be broken up into Lev Tov. So the first 32 days until Lag Boimer is Lev, now we're in the days of Tov starting from Lag Boimer. In Tov Ela Torah, you're already there. You've worked on your Lev, your heart. Your heart is the root of Taiva, of temptation. Your Lev was for the first 32 days, for the first 2/3. Now I'm in Toiv, it's all good. I'm in Toiv El Torah. I've reached that level of Kabbalah Torah. It's a panemius of level of Kabbalah Torah, but it's connected to the Chidoin of all Torah. What a day. So Kaddosh. Imagine if you reach a level of Torah. We're mamish on the highest level already on Lag Boimer. And then it's all just taking that and running with it. That's why it's such a big day. I remember years ago, not so many years ago, I don't remember what it was. I can tell you what year it was. Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer when I was 38 years old. Now I'm 43. 5 years ago. 5 years ago, Lag Boimer Day, if any of the chevra wants, it's very beautiful. Lag Boimer Day, always in the afternoon, maybe about Chves Nesh, an hour and a half before Shkia. I don't know, I'll try to. Rav Avram Shor makes an incredible suda, and he's been doing it, but the last few years he did a medura indoors. He needs some gluyum that doesn't burn up the whole place. The fire was hitting the ceiling, and it doesn't make any sense, but okay, it's for sure, he's a fire, he needs some gluyum, he doesn't burn up the place without a medura, you know? Just look into his eyes, and why we're still here, it doesn't make any sense. Scary, right? You can't not do tshuva if you just go near Rav Shor. It's kedai just to go near Rav Shor because it's mamas. You have to do tshuva afterwards. So that year, Rav Shor was talking, and he said he had a Kabbalah from Tzadigim that if you take a Kabbalah on Lag Boimer, it's going to stick. And he said, he knows, so often we take Kabbalahs, Rosh Hashanah Kippur time Kabbalahs, and they last a day, they last a week, they last 2 weeks, and they're gone. You take a Kabbalah on Lag Boimer, and they'll stay. And he was trying to be mashbia that people should take Kabbalah specifically in their phones and taking upon filters, chvesnesh, whatever it might be. And I was standing there, I remember I'm looking in his eyes, he was right across from me, like mamish, very close. And he was mamish eish, he was a bigger fire than the fire. Emes. And I was thinking, okay, I have to take, if I'm here, I'm hearing this now, I have to take a Kabbalah, right? How could I not? Gotta at least try it, gotta see. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't know why it hit me then, that this was a few months before I was turning 39. I said, that means not long, a little bit, a year and a few months before I'm turning 40. And I said, I want to do something big for my 40th birthday, something that I should feel is a little bit of accomplishment. Something I decided, right there, I said, I'm going to take a Kabbalah to learn the Chvesnesh. I'll figure it out, to 10 Mishnayos a day, and finish, make a Siyum Shas Mishnayos for my 40th birthday. That's what I decided there. Even though I don't know if I really had the time or not time, but Rav Shor says, you can take Kabbalah, it's good to go. So I'm good to go, I've got to do this, and it'll be at least done something special for my 40th birthday. And Kachavi, right here in the spot on a Thursday night, it was Thursday night shir, when I turned 40, and we made a Siyum HaShas, Mishnayos, from that, not Kabbalah. That's the Koyach of Lag Boimer. The Koyach of Lag Boimer, because it's already, you're already there, Hashem has taken you to a different level. And it's a chizik to each and every one of us. It's a chizik to each and every one of us to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we do, some Hashem will do the rest. Hashem's going to take us. It's not, sometimes we feel that the goal is so big and it's out of our hands. Whether it's in learning, whether it's in working on taivas, whether it's in whatever the area might be. And you know what? You might be right. You might be right. It is too big. But don't worry, the Eibishter is at Shlish. All you have to do is 2/3. He's taking up the rest. Hashem takes us 1/3. So it is too big for you. But you got the Eibishter helping you. So put in the effort and you're going to get there. You have to believe that. We see also, this Hashalom Bell is added on. He said, by the carbon of the Omer, where's the Gemara Menachos? Carbon of the Omer, and Daf Pei Tes Mebez Menachos. It tells us that Mincha, so the Mincha, was Shnei Esronim. It was double as much as a normal carbon. Rashi there points out, the Chsiv of Mincha, so Shnei Esronim, Bishar Kvasim, by regular Keves, Eilam Al Yisaron Le Keves. The Mincha, the flower offering, was only the amount of an Yisaron, and here was Shnei Esronim. It was double. Listen to this Rebbe. It's only Mamish. This is Sar Shalom and Bells on Lag Boimer. It says, what's Pshat? Why is it Shnei Esronim? Listen to this Rebbe. Kodesh Kedashim. So the Mincha was double. He says, the Gemara, we know a famous Mishnah in Uksin, that lost his love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single tzaddik Shai Olamos. A lot of Torah is what that means. We're not going to get into it right now. Shai Olamos, 310 worlds. So some tremendous schar and connection to the whole entire Welt, whatever it might be, that every tzaddik is going to have 310 worlds. Shai Olamos. Famous Mishnah in Uksin, right? He says, so come to Sashalom with bells and says, Mincha is Gematria 103. But the Mincha, by the carbon oimer, which is the beginning of this period, Kedei Latar Mekliposeinu, Sviras HaOmer, the Mincha of the Omer, is doubled. So once it's doubled, it's 206. That's 2/3 of Shai of 310. Of 310 Olamos. To show us, the Mincha is doubled, the Sviras HaOmer, we do 2/3, Hashem gives us Shai Olamos, He'll give us the rest. You should know, by the way, where I saw this was brought down by Sefer Dov Shalom, and he brought this down from an eyewitness that was there present, a chassid who was there present. His name was, he was a dayan, Revolvish. And Revolvish told over this whole Torah that he heard the Sar Shalom and Bel say in front of the Devi Chaim and in front of Shalom Alevi of Kaminka. He said the entire time, the Divrei Chaim was, for 45 minutes, was sitting there with both hands on his forehead, Mom is just amazed that these words were coming out of the Sar Shalom. He says, Rav Shalom Alevi Kaminka, the entire time tears were streaming down his cheeks. And that Sar Shalom himself, his body or lips didn't move one drop. The Torah came straight, migrono, straight out of his throat. And his face was on complete fire. It was complete Ruach HaKodesh. This is what the Chassid who saw this whole... I don't want to, this Torah being given in front of the Tzaddikim on Lag BaOmer. This Torah is Lag BaOmer. Torah is Lag BaOmer, Chavra. You know what that is for us that tells us a Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is that day that tells us the Eibishter is with us, the Eibishter is by our side. Of course, all of Sirs Omer, we spoke about this already. The Chavra remembers starting from Sudas Mashiach, that's the beginning of this Zman, post Pesach. And all of these days, Sirs Omer is saying, take the Shefa, the Ha'ara, the Isrusa del El of Pesach, and start putting in our Shtatlus, start putting in Isrusa del Ta, our learning, our davening, our Shmir Shanaim, our Kedusha, being Matar self. But then when you start doing that, it can be scary to think that it's all on me. So Hashem gives me an initial like spark of lightning, it gives me an inspiration, it gives me a time when I'm inspired, and then it's up to me to run with it and to put in my avoda. And then, but then at first I'm inspired. At first that's great. But then we all hit that time and be like, oh my gosh, it's too heavy. Who am I? Little Arya Cohen, I'm nothing. So Lag BaOmer tells us, if he's Hashem on the bells, Lag BaOmer comes and tells us, when you thought then you had to do it, no, even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes again and says, I got your back. You showed me, I gave you the initial spark to get you started. You showed me you care. You showed me you put in your effort. Now I'll take it the rest. I got the last. I got the shlish. That's Lag BaOmer. That's the yontif of Lag BaOmer. The Shvili Pinchas took this on another level, Chavra. Shvili Pinchas took this to a different place. Listen to this, Chavra. Famous Gemara in Brachos. How can we not learn this tonight? Some of the Chevra will understand the minute I say it. Gemara in Brachos, the Atayim and Aleph on the bottom. The first Mamer in Shas of Rav Shimon Bayechai. The first statement of the Heiligatan of Rav Shimon Bayechai in Shas. You know, we get so carried away talking about the Zohar and Rav Shimon and Panemius, and we live in a Dor that Panemius is so, so, so big. And okay, that tells us something. Halavai, we should understand our Panemius. Halavai, we should live a Panemistic life. And there's so many are delving into Panemius HaTorah, and some are Roy, and some are not Roy. But what about delving into the Panemius of yourself? Vada Panemius HaTorah helps you delve into Panemius of yourself if you're doing it properly. If you're learning it properly, and you're Roy for it. But Halavai, Panemius of yourself. And when we talk about Shimon Bar Yochai, we talk about the Heiliga, the Tana, Lekai, of Shimon Bar Yochai. Maybe we're not all right to the Pnimis HaTorah of the Zohar, but we're all right to Toras Nigla, Mamre Chazal, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So what's the first? And we know from Rav Tzadik, the first is fundamental. The first is so Kaddish. The first is what you're about. And comes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and says, Tanya, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Oymer, the bottom of Heyam and Aleph and Brachos. Shalosh Matanos Tovos, Nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us all three matanos. The kulon lo nasan ela yidei yisurin. But all three are through some level of yisurin, some level of difficulty, some level of suffering. On a simple understanding, Elohein, Torah. Whoever knows what they're Torah, Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Haba. The three presents that Hashem has given us: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. First of all. Before we continue the Halakha Torah of my Rabbi Amar Yisrael Pinchas, which like, you know, the way we could picture, if we could, the Devei Chaim and Rav Shalom Alevi Kaminka sitting by the Sar Shalom and Lag BaOmer, that's how I feel when I sit by my Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas and his Torahs. I mean, and we'll sit here and hear where he takes us to like a level like the Sar Shalom. First of all, before, we have to just, sometimes you have to just absorb, just Pasha Pshak Amara. If Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Halakha Tana of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, say the three matanas Hashem gives us that we're koyin of Yisurin, that means these three areas of life are koydish kedoshim.
It means that our focal point of our lives should be perhaps these three areas. These are the three matanos Hashem is giving us. It means this is the most important thing in the world. That's what He wants us to have. That's what our Tatan Hemel wants us to have more than anything else, in a sense. Torah, a life of Torah, a life of Limud Torah, a life of living Torah, a life to be Moser Nefesh for Torah. I was talking on the phone to a young woman today. I was in the parasha dating in Shiduchim. It was discussing a young man, whatever, if it was Shaykh or not Shaykh or whatever, the details don't matter. That exactly, but one of the big parts of the conversation, very beautifully, was how much he's koveit in Torah. He wanted to really know how much is he serious about his learning. How much, again, no one's a navi, no one knows what's going to be in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. But she very much wants to marry someone who's machshev limud Torah in a very real way, something that's going to be part of his life for life in a very real way. Torah. Torah is our kesher to Hashem more than anything else. Torah is the personality of Hashem. Torah is the chachma of Hashem, obviously. Torah, as we say over from the Tanya Dalit all the time here, is our way to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a hug. Torah has to be a focal point of our life. Eretz Yisrael should be a focal point of our life. Eretz Yisrael needs to be a focal point of our life. Mamish needs to be. And even if we're sitting here in Chutz Lartz for whatever reason we need to be here now, it needs to be. And maybe it's amazing, we're learning this during these days, and maybe that's why during Svira, we'll see, we'll tap in more as we develop this Torah from the Elohim Filipinos. There's so much during Svira focus on Eretz Yisrael, not to get into the machloikism and discussions of Yom Atzmut and Yom Yishalayim and Yom Ezikaron and all these days, because Yom Ezikaron also is Eretz Yisrael, because even the Holocaust, Yom Ezikaron obviously is Eretz Yisrael. Even Yom HaShoah is very Eretz Yisraelic, because it led to Eretz Yisrael, if you understand. So much focus on Eretz Yisrael during these days. That's telling us, that's where our heart has to be, Levi B'Mizrach. And we all know how much we gain from being in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael has to be, recently, I don't want to give too many details of the person, but I was with an old friend of mine, a very special person who I love very dearly. Haven't seen him in a little bit. And I don't know how, I don't remember exactly how it came up, but came up going to Eretz Yisrael, and he said to me that he hasn't been in Eretz Yisrael in 3 years. Hasn't been in Eretz Yisrael in 3 years. Over 3 years. He's in a big public place with a lot of people there. I almost literally started screaming at the guy. He's a wonderful person, a Ben Torah, about your Shemayim, a mensch of a person. And Baruch Hashem is well off as well. It's not, you know, not that ultimately you should be Moser Nefesh for anything important. That's another discussion for another time. I'm not well off, and Eretz Yisrael is important, whatever. But Lemaisa, I gave it to him very seriously. I said, no, I don't even understand what you're talking about. And he learns, and he's into it. I think, do you understand how different your life would be if you've been in Eretz Yisrael recently? Do you understand what you'd remember again of what you want in life and how important that is? I don't understand what you're saying to me. They haven't been in Eretz Yisrael. How'd you let yourself? He said, well, COVID. I said, COVID, yeah, I cried every night. And the moment I was allowed in, November, within 2 weeks that you were allowed in. Okay, I didn't take the first flight, because if I did that, I could only go for a day. So I waited about 10 days or less, I don't remember exactly, so that I was able to go for 5 days. And all I did was cry for 5 days. COVID. I said, we've been allowed in for almost over a year and a half since COVID. What are you talking about, COVID? I've been there 6 times since COVID. What are you talking about? Maybe more. He looked at me. He was like, he was a little taken aback. Like, he's a guy like I'm chilled with. Not like a guy my age, you know. It wasn't, not one of my talmidim. And I said, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to hear from you the next time I see you. Either you've been there already, you've booked a ticket. He doesn't know. For sure I'm going to go by November. I guarantee you within 6 months, he says. I said, 6 months? You could wait 6 months when you haven't been there 3 years? Why are you not going for Shabbos? It's not like we live in a dorm where you could, yeah, just book it. Most weeks, I think about going to Eretz Yisrael that week. Like, seriously. Like, should I buy a ticket just go for Shabbos? Most weeks. I'm honestly, it doesn't happen because I have a family, I have a wife, and like, have responsibility, and it just doesn't happen. Most weeks, I think, like, maybe this week I should just go. I'm not just saying that. Like, most weeks, I do. Because I love it, and I miss it. It's been the longest. I haven't been there in a long time. Baruch Hashem, Zoichet, since from August to be there every 7 weeks till now. This has been a tekufa, and we'll go soon. It's right now to be here, obviously, for Bezer Shem, for Fools, and Yeshuas, and get there to Israel hopefully at some point soon. But, like, Lemaisa, how could a Yid, okay, if you have to live in Chutz Lartz because you have good reason, there might be. I'm not saying that for, you know, but if you do live in Chutz Lartz, Eretz Yisrael should be primary, where you go as often as you can. And definitely not that you'd ever go 3 years without going. And it's not just that it should be so much a part of our life and so real and so crucial. And how many people, Yom HaAtzmaut, were waving flags and saying hallo and haven't been in Eretz Yisrael 3-4 years. Are you serious? No, MS, there are people like that. You missed the boat. And I'm not against you. I'm not getting into the discussion, say hallo, not say hallo, wave flag, not wave flag. But you're missing the whole boat if you haven't been there and you don't go. Eretz Yisrael. You know what the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, you know what it is to go daven Yerushalayim in Chevron, your voice. I have a Talmud of mine who's now in Eretz Yisrael, and he was going to Chevron, and Baruch Hashem, I said, of course, what do you mean? It was like, and he said to me like a chiddush, you're going to Chevron. I said, of course you're going to Chevron, what do you mean? And they're Yidden, they go to Eretz Yisrael and go to Yerushalayim, don't go to Chevron. The same Yidden that travel to Rav Nachman and to Rav Shaila and to all over, and I'm not against it, you know me, I love Kibbutz Tzaddikim, please, I go in a second there also. But you're going to go all there and you don't daven by Kivrei Avos. Last time I checked, you start Shemoneh Esrei, L'keinu L'kei Avram, L'kei Yitzchak Yaakov, not L'kei Nachman, L'kei Shaila. You just don't. With all due respect, where would they want you to daven? And I have Rav Nachman, Kodesh Kedoshim. I asked Mechila, and I'm saying such a thing. Don't get me wrong. I learned the Kutumar. I live Rav Nachman. Rav Shaila. My mishpacha is so connected to Rav Shaila. But like, Hamaisa, that's not a problem to go there also. But like, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov we're talking about. People have been there its role many, many times. Like, haven't been to Chevron. Really? No, but it's not safe. But you just went to Ukraine during a war. What are you talking about? Like, seriously? You're lying to yourself. So the three matanas, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, three matanas, and it's nikneh b'yisurin. Yeah, it is. It's not so easy. It costs a lot of money to go to Yisrael. To go to Hebron, you have to be willing to go through the Arabs and whatever it might be. And Olam Haba, that our life should be Olam Haba. We should be thinking about Olam Haba. Not be, you know why Olam Haba? Not chasim. None of us should experience Olam Haba in Halavai. We should be Zochar Mashiach and experience Olam Haba in this world. But what is the focal point? Again, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. When you focus on Olam Haba and you realize Olam Haba is so real and Olam Haba is life, thank you so much. Uh-huh. It's you don't get pulled into the pettiness of this world. You don't get pulled into like the gashmias of the world, the tithe of the world. I'm an Olam Haba, the kid. I'm going to care that I have a patch on my coat or not. I'm Olam Haba, the kid. I'm going to really be pulled into to be looking at something inappropriate that's a moment of instantaneous pleasure and then feel the lowest of my life. I'm an Olam Haba, Dikiyir. Olam Haba. These are my focal points. So Shem Baichai says, Shalosh Matan is Tovas, not Zakarish Baruch, Yisro, Bekul, and Nali. You see why you had to go to the mikvah? Wait, get ready for this. You ready? Again, we're just getting started with this Torah. Ready? Comes in Hilga Rizal and Shar Kavanos by Sfira Soemer. And he has all Kavanah that every day of Sfira is connected to Adam. Adam. Meaning, because you're perfecting Adam. Adam is who we are. And every day is another level of Adam. Adam, and you can see, to take the Aleph, the Eberstein, connected to Dam, to my blood, to my physical Aleph, Dam, Adam. That's the Avod of Sfira Soemer. Adam. And Begematria as well. If you take 45 Adam, Gematria Adam, times 33, listen, this is the Shvi'a Pinchas. You ready, Chavar? 45 times 30, 45 times 33. So, until Lag Boimer, each day Adam, 33 times, you worked on Adam, right? 45 times 33 is 1,485. Amr Rav Shimon bar Yochai,
Tanya Rav Shimcha Yomer, sorry, Sholosh Matanos Tovos. Hashem gave us three Matanos. What's Gematria Matana? Matana is 495. Matana is 495. Now by Lag Boimer, 33 times 45 is 1485, we said. Listen to this. So comes the Hilchos Shvi'ah Pinchas and says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai taught us about these three matanos, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Hav. And Vada, he taught us because he was koine of those. He had those matanos. He had Torah. He had Torah in Eretz Yisrael, not like all tzaddikim or zoichei. He had Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And he was zoichei to chai ha'olam and to Olam Hav. Now two of those were his ishtadlus, and he connected to, and he, in the deepest of ways, Torah and Eretz Yisrael was in his lifetime. Olam Haba is kulo from Hashem. Of course, he earns it, but kulo from Hashem. So it's weird. So the Matana is 495. Matana is one third of 1,485. So again, you have the shlish. Meaning two thirds, the Torah and Eretz Yisrael is Rav Shimon in his life. But you have another third, Matana. So the three, Matana is exactly 33 times 45. The day of Rav Shimon is Lag BaOmer. And therefore the third comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. That's Olam Haba. And that has to be our Avodah as well. Our Avodah is to realize that I want to connect to Torah, I want to connect there to Sroel, I want these part of my life, and then I'll be Zeichet to all the Olam Haba in the world. I'll be Zeichet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the final Shlish. So not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a Shlish of all of Sefirah, Shira Pinchas is taking it another level, saying, even up to Lag BaOmer, which is our part, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a shlish. Because if that's broken up into the three matanos of Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, even that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a third. He gives us matana, his third. Can't make these type of Torahs up. So let's take it one step further, one final step further. Because Vada tonight, we've been preparing for Lag BaOmer, a night where we see that Hashem's always there for us and always taking us to that next level. And everything that we're supposed to be connecting to. In the deepest of ways. But we said all that's Nikna B'Yisurin. Torah is Nikna B'Yisurin, Eretz Yisrael. What's Yisurin? Yisurin could mean Mesirah, could mean suffering, could mean very difficulty. Yisurin is also Milasha Mesiras Nefesh. Yisurin also means to give over oneself. When you suffer, you give over oneself. Maybe I could be Mekayim my Yisurin through Mesiras Nefesh. Meaning what? Why are you Mesir Nefesh to something? Why do you give yourself some over? Because you really love. You know, one day, Bez Hashem, each and every one of you should be Zoichet to marry the most incredible Ishus Chai in the world. We have the Chas and Ariel, Mamish. Mamish, we're getting up to, I think we're right now. Mamish starting now, Aseres Mechuva. Mamish right now starting Aseres Mechuva. Exactly now, it's Aseres Mechuva to the Heliga, right? By the Chuppah, you're Meichlin HaKavon Osef. Chazal tells us, the Chasin's Meichlin HaKavon Osef. It's the biggest Yom Kippur of your life, Ariel. So we're starting Aseres Mechuva right now. It should be big for you. For Zahava. Only Simcha and Bracha, the Bais HaMisrael, only Simcha and Bracha. But with your Yishus Chayil, it's not just that you're going to, Bez Hashem, feel that you have to do for her. It's an achrayas. I have to support her. I have to take her out for her birthday. I have to take her out for an anniversary. I have to buy her flowers for Shabbos. No. When you have such love and such connection, I want to. Yeah, I sacrifice for her. I'm Moser Nefesh for her. Because I love her. Because I want to. When you love someone, you're Moser Nefesh for them. You sacrifice yourself for them. I want to. I want to do for you. So too, we have to want to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam.
And then on Moser Nefesh, my learning, I wake up early to sit and learn. It's Mesir Nefesh. That's Niknis B'Yisurin. Late at night here, right now, it's what time? It's about close to 12:30 at night, and we're sitting learning Torah. It's Mesir Nefesh. A lot of guys are sleeping already. It's a long day at the end of the week. It's Mesir Nefesh. It's Niknis Torah B'Yisurin. Eretz Yisrael, bad as well. Eretz Yisrael, it's a lot of money to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a long flight, even the flight itself. Nobody doesn't dread going on the flight. It's a pain in the neck. There's Yisurin, and there's always Bilbulim, there's always Menios. There's Yisurin, but it's incredible when you get it. But that's Mesiras Nefesh. I'm willing to be Moser Nefesh for it. I'm willing to be Moser Nefesh. That's why Elal, they don't let us go back too far. You can't lean back too far. You make sure very little leg room. People are mamish. If you get the middle seat, forget about it. Mamish, it's like, I don't know, close your eyes and just hope that you live through it, right? Let's be real. You're stuck like a sardine. Maybe they understand. Niknis B'Yisurin. They want you to really feel that. Niknis B'Yisurin. But when are you willing to be Moser Nefesh for Torah, for Yisrael? Because it's such Ahava. I want to be connected to what? To the Eibishter. Because the Eibishter is in the Torah. And the Eibishter is Eretz Yisrael, Dick. The Pasuk in Eikev, famous Pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk in Beis. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Oso Tamid. Eine Hashem Elecha Ba. Mereishis Hashanah V'Arach Hashanah. The land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dorish Oso Tamid. The land that the Eine Hashem Elecha Hashem Elokecha Ba. That land, when I'm there, I feel Hashem in my life. Much more so. I'm elevated to a different level. At someone recently was going through a lot of nisyonos and a lot of difficulty, real in his family, in his own life. And I said, go to Eretz Yisrael. You need to go to Eretz Yisrael. You need this chach. You need the air of Eretz Yisrael. Not that you need to go back to yeshiva and learn, Vada is beautiful also, and you're a bayim to reconnect to is beautiful. You just need the air of Eretz Yisrael. You'll be a different person. Just the air of Eretz Yisrael. It's different. But you have to understand that Ein Hashem Elokecha Ba. Then you feel this and you want it, and then Torah, and you want to be with Hashem. I don't want to just learn Torah. I want to learn Hashem. I don't want to just go to a land. I want to go to Hashem. And that's everything tonight as well. Tonight's Pesach Sheni, and everybody knows Lamani Gara, right? The biggest Torah on Pesach Sheni. We don't need is a Torah Lamani Gara of Yidden who are Potter. Yidden who Oynei Trachman Apatre. We don't have a Rosh Hashanah Sheni. We don't have Sukkah Sheni. How many Yidden, you know, would feel if they don't have to perform a mitzvah? Baruch Hashem, it's all good. I'm Potter. You know, you're stuck somewhere for whatever reason. Your family goes on vacation somewhere and there's no minion there. Oh, hey, yeah, that's awesome. It's not like, oh my gosh, I feel terrible and no minion. How many? No, they were only Trachman Apatre. They were Potter completely. They were Tamei. They couldn't. Lomani Gara, I want it. Why do you want it? You know why they wanted it so badly? Because they wanted to be a Kaddish. They wanted to be connected to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I don't want to be Potter. I love you. I'm with you. I want to be Moser Nefesh for you, Rabbi Nishlov. It's not just rote mitzvos. If it's a mitzvah that I do just because I'm commanded, of course, if I don't have to do it, well, wonderful. I'm free to go. But if I love it, I want it. I don't want to be Potter. I don't want to. Imagine if someone told you, this Shabbos you don't have to keep. You're Potter from Shabbos. And no, nothing gets you. Lama Nikara, are you crazy? I want Shabbos. I love Shabbos. Lama Nikara, it's an attitude in Torah and mitzvahs that we all need. When do you have it? Let's listen to Torah, so from Rav Shur. Lama Nikara is Gematria 398. Exactly Gematria Rashi Tevos of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olir Olam Vayed. Now that alone, we could talk at depth of Kvod Shemayim. But those letters, Rav Shur talks about this, but I heard this many times from Rabbi Amari, the Admir of Aster of Kalashin, Rabbi Spiegel Shlita. Those letters are all the letters that you could attach to Shem Havaya. Bihashem, Shehashem, Shehashem, Mehashem. Those letters and only those letters. The letters of Rashi Tevos, Baruch Shem Kvod, Beis, Shin, Kaf, Mem, Lamed, Vav, are the letters that can attach, can be connected to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Those are the letters, exactly gematria of those letters is gematria lamanigara. Why? Because where does an attitude of lamanigara come from? Where does an attitude of I don't want to be held back come from? Where does a passion for Torah, for Yisrael come from that I'm willing to be moser nefesh for it? A real deep attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm attached to Hashem. I'm in a relationship with Hashem. I love Hashem. I feel Hashem. I live Hashem. That's Pesach Sheni. That's Lag BaOmer. That Pnimius, the Pnimius, the Lev. The Pnimius. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu also goes that extra shlish. When he sees our Lev, he sees our relationship, he sees our passion. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the rest. That's the Matana that he gives us. Matana 495, Hashem brought me a Matana. It's exactly gematria. Simcha b'chol lev b'chol yom. Simcha b'chol lev b'chol yom. When you have simcha all day, every day, with your entire heart, because that is when you're in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, kol ma'adav v'chol ma'al tav avid, it's a different level of simcha. And Hashem sees that. And sees the passion. He gives us the matana of the shlish, the last shlish. And that's the way to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. With that relationship. In 1954, there was a Knesia Gdoila in Yerushalayim, all the tzaddikim, all the Heiliga, Talmid HaChamim, gathered together. And Rav Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik HaShvarach, was there to speak. So he was in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Shalom Shadran, then afterwards, a day or two later, was with Rav Shalom Shadran, told over the story. The Magid of Shalayim, he was with Rav Aaron Cutler at a chasana in Benyanei HaUma. I don't know if it looked exactly the way it looks today, but apparently it was already around in those days. And the Jordanians started dropping, while during the chasana, were dropping bombs on Yerushalayim. And the air raids, sirens went off. And everybody was on the floor. Under the tables, seeking safety. And Rav Shalom Shadran was near Rav Aaron Cutler on the floor at this chasam. Imagine the scene, we can't imagine the scene. And he hears Rav Aaron Cutler saying, please, Rabbanu Shalom, Lamer Dach Leben, let me live. Ich will nach lernen den Heilige Torah. I still want to learn your Heilige Torah. I still want to learn your Holy Torah. Lamer dach labin ich vil nach and learn in the Heilige Torah. I want to live because I want to learn your Holy Torah. Do you understand the Yid? Vada, we all want to live. But what are we living for? Where's our Pnimius? At that moment, when he's screaming, I want to live so I can learn your Heilige Torah, because he understands his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understands Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. And this was in Eretz Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael. It's real. It's pnimiistic. It's relationship with Hashem. That's our avodah to prepare for the Heilige Yontav Shavuos. That's the Heilige Yontav of Lag BaOmer, when Hashem says, I saw that pnimius. I saw what you've done. I'll take you the other shlish. I'll give you the Shai Olamos once you go Shnei Asronim of the Omer. I'll do the rest. Hashem's here by our side. Hashem's helping us. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants us to be successful. But we have to do our part and build that Kesher Shel Kayama in the deepest of ways. And if we build that Kesher Shel Kayama with Torah and with Eretz Yisrael, which means a Kesher Shel Kayama with the Eibishter, with which those represent, then we're b'zeiche also to be koine through those that Mesiras Nefesh, koine Olam Haba, and hopefully not in Olam Haba up in Shemayim, but Olam Haba in this world with Mashiach of Kena, with the Gula Shleima, Halavai, this Lag BaOmer, not should we just be zeiche to be Meiron, rather we should be zeiche to be Meiron, but Meiron where we'll be dancing with Rav Shimon, and dancing with the 45 Kedoshim, and dancing with Rabbi Kiva, dancing with Moshe Rabbeinu, dancing with Mashiach Lekeinu, with the Gula Shleimot, and Mashiach Lekeinu, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.